This is African Pod. My name is Philip Nyakpo, and the following is a telephone interview with former Ghanaian President Jerry John Rawlings. The interview is unique because it is one of the first interviews he gave as ex-president after nearly two decades as an African head of state. I conducted the interview when I worked as news editor for Sky Power FM based in Takoradi, Ghana. I called to speak to the former president at a time when his phone number was possibly a state secret. That was on 23rd May 2001. I published a version of the interview on African Pod's YouTube channel 12 years after it was recorded, and it has been played more than 50,000 times. The context of the interview is that President Rawlings reportedly kept more than 20 soldiers from the 64 Infantry Regiment as his personal bodyguards on leaving office. In what seemed like a swift move, the new government of then-President John Kufuor replaced all of the soldiers with police personnel, much to the displeasure of Rawlings. Just hours after the security rearrangement, and with the pain fresh on his mind, I called Rawlings on his mobile phone from the newsroom to get his reaction. For the records, the government spokesperson at the time, Elizabeth Oheni, explained that there was nothing unusual about the move because the sitting president Kufuor was also being guarded by police and former President Rawlings would not be treated differently. I have chosen to make this historic interview available in audio format here on African Pod, 18 years after it was first recorded. Enjoy it for all it is worth.
Yeah, hello.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Philip. I'm calling from Sky Power FM. Am I speaking to ex-president Rawlings? Sir, we had reports from Accra this afternoon that you've been sent new bodyguards, and we want to confirm it from you. Is it true, sir?
I don't send the police around, and they've come for all the military chaps, even the drivers and personal bodyguards, all of them. You know, it's a bit disturbing. But I guess that's the only way they know how to operate. Anyway, that's all I can say for now. I hope they'll see some sense and do what's right.
And Your Excellency, so are you going to accept the new bodyguards?
Well, I cannot stop them from doing their job as far as physical security around the place is concerned, but I'm saying that, you know, the chaps who are with me know my administrative, know what needs to be done around here. You see what I mean? We all know the duties that we've been carrying on with over the years, and who's going to operate this, who's going to handle this, who's going to handle the vehicle, etc., etc., you know? There's so many things that have to be done here, so I don't think the police, I like them, I respect them, I've worked with them, but I'm talking about, I have to start all over again, you know, and that's going to be a bit difficult. I mean, my uniform, my clothes, the guy who takes care of it, having to pack, and as we travel, who doubles as a bodyguard at the same time as handles the papers, you know, it's a bit complicated.
Your Excellency, lately, most Ghanaians have assumed that you have such a wonderful relationship with His Excellency President Kufuor. Are you going to call him up and perhaps talk it over with him?
I reserve my comments on that one.
Do we take it that tonight you are going to have the police guarding you instead of your old bodyguards?
I don't know if police are going to be guarding me, but I believe they'll probably be handling the road. But nobody will be allowed inside this house, this compound. Except my own. If they want to take away my own, so. But I'll do without.
But you are not going to allow the police, the new bodyguards, the police to enter your residence?
No, that wouldn't be necessary. I mean, they're going to take care of the fiscal security. I mean, I have no right over that place. But I think as far as my privacy is concerned, I would have wished, you know, they'd let me keep those with whom I've been operating all these 20 years, who know what is required of them, etc. Because, I mean, we just don't keep guard. I mean, the administrative things we do. You see what I mean?
Sir, were you officially informed of this change?
Oh, they've been trying to do it, and I've been trying to explain to them, you know, the inconvenience it's going to create, and et cetera, et cetera. And they tried to do it the last time, but because I was traveling, it was postponed, I guess, hoping we could discuss the matter. But I think as soon as they found out I arrived this time, within a matter of 30 minutes of a telephone call, they were collecting the boys and, you know, trying to bring in the new policeman.
Your Excellency, Ex-President Rawlings, thank you very much for speaking to us.
You're welcome.
And do have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.